Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a very beautiful and powerful opportunity for learning and spiritual growth in the life of a Muslim. Therefore, Qalam has put together amazing resources for you and your family, your community to benefit from in the month of Ramadan, from a webinar on how to prepare to recitation of the entire Quran, the meaning and the message of the whole Quran, the du'as from the Quran, special webinars and events in regards to the Battle of Badr, the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr, and so much more. We're very excited and happy to bring you all of this Ramadan programming. Be a part of the good work that we are doing at Qalam, educating Muslims, educating people all around the world by going to supportqalam.com. Donate, contribute, give generously, and have your share in the Sadaqa Jariya and the amazing work that is going on. Supportqalam, QALAM.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa, khususan ala sayyidi ar-rusul wa khatim al-anbiya wa ala alihi al-azkiya wa ashabihi al-atqiya. Amma ba'd. From the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Zakariya alayhi salam was one of the great ones. He was sent to his people, Banu Israel. And Zakariya alayhi salam worked with them for a lengthy period, teaching them the pure faith of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had many struggles with them, yet Zakariya alayhi salam remained patient. Life went on, Zakariya alayhi salam continued his da'wah. But there was a matter of his personal life that continued to bother him. And it was that he could not have a child. They had been trying for a long time, and Zakariya alayhi salam was making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you ask someone who's struggling to have a child, they'll tell you that if all of their wealth can be given away, they would do it in a single heartbeat, just to have a little child of their own. Someone who can continue their legacy, someone who can learn from them, someone who they can teach. And this is a great reminder for all of us who have been blessed with children. How we take this for granted. How sometimes we forget that the little ones in our house are the very children that we made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. And now that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us those children, imagine how much we should actually be appreciative, and how patient we should be, how wise we should be, how motivated we should be to find different ways to coach them through the difficulties of life. On the other hand, when you look at people who are struggling to have children, remember them in your du'as too. Because they have to stand in front of people with a big smile on their face. And when they see a young child in a father's arms or in a mother's arms, they smile out of joy and happiness for them. But it's very possible in their heart there is a very deep pain that, Ya Allah, I wish I had a child too. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورِ أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ عَقِيمًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives someone a boy, Allah gives a girl to who He wishes. Sometimes He gives you twins, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give nothing at all. And that's in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zakariya alayhi salam, he kept making dua to Allah, he kept making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The opening verses of Surah Maryam actually tell us the story very well. In the words of Allah azza wa jal, the story is told. Kaf ha ya ayn sad, dhikru rahmati rabbika abdahu Zakariya. Idh nada rabbahu nida'an khafiyya. When Zakariya alayhi salam was secretly, privately calling out to his Lord. The ulama, they say the reason why Zakariya alayhi salam was privately calling out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was because he felt that if other people heard him at this age making dua for a child, they would mock him and laugh at him. But he hadn't given up on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, ذِكْرُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ عَبْدَهُ زَكَرِيَّا إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي. O Allah, my bones have become brittle. They're weak now. وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا. Ishta'ala is to burn a fire. My hair has become gray. The grayness in my head has spread like a fire. Meaning, his hair on his head was white. But he says, وَلَمْ أَكُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيًّا. But I won't stop, Ya Allah. I will continue to make dua to you. In this moment of difficulty, Zakariya alayhi salam is quietly making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something in his life that he views to be out of reach. And maybe even the scientists of the time and the physicians of the time would have told him that it's out of your reach. This is not going to happen. Be realistic when you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Zakariya alayhi salam was a prophet of Allah. And he knew better. What he knew is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do as he wills. Our job is to remain patient with the state that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put us in and keep making dua to Allah. If Allah accepts that dua in the world, walhamdulillah. And if it isn't accepted in the world, then the reward of it is surely stored in the hereafter. Zakariya alayhi salam also had a niece. This niece of his, her name was Maryam. When Maryam's mother, Hanna, was expecting this child, she made an intention that she would dedicate this child for the sake of Allah. Therefore, Maryam alayhi salam grew up in a place of worship. And it was her uncle, who was a leading scholar of the time, Zakariya, who had the responsibility to look over his niece. She had a place where she was confined to, where she worshipped, what we may picture as like an i'tikaf. She stayed in that place and she would worship Allah. If she needed to relieve herself or wash up, she would leave, but then she would come back. Very few people visited her because it wasn't common for a female to be in a place where she was. It was mainly men that were there that would dedicate their lives to worshipping Allah. Zakariya alayhi salam was the uncle, he would look after his niece. One day, he comes to visit his niece and he sees that there is food there. Food that he hadn't delivered. And in one narration, in a commentary of the verse, some scholars, they say based off of certain riwayat, that he actually found fruit in front of her that was out of season. No one could have delivered this fruit to her. So, وَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْقًا. He found this food in front of her. And he said, يَا مَرْيَمْ أَنَّا لَكِ هَذَا. Oh Maryam, where is this food coming from? Now imagine the iman of this young girl who spent her life worshipping Allah. She's still young and she's speaking to a prophet of Allah. Imagine her tarbiyah, her mindset, how strong she was internally. She says, قَالَتْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. It's from Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah gives to who He wills without any limit at all. The day that we can have our children answer the way she did is the day that we will be successful. The day that you ask your child, where do these clothes come from? And they say, مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ, from Allah. The day that our child is able to say, where did this house come from? From Allah. Where did your strength come from? Where did you learn to speak like this from? From Allah. But this only happens if we help people connect those dots and realize that your ability is always limited and it's Allah's qudra, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power that allows us to do things that would be beyond the imagination of any other creature. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says, عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ. The ability to speak as eloquently as human beings speak, no other creature speaks this way. How did that happen? You think it was coincidental? You think it was in your genes, in your genetics, in your DNA that you somehow figured out how to crack the amazing blessing of speech? Or was it Ar-Rahman, the merciful one, who once again showered his mercy on us and gave us the ability to use our words, to articulate our emotions and our feelings, to talk to others and talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ. So she says, هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. But she doesn't only say, this is from Allah, she says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah gives to who He wills, without any limit at all. This old man, Zakariya, he's inspired by his young niece. هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَّا رَبَّهُ. In that moment, Zakariya alayhi salam makes dua to his Lord. رَبِّ هَبَلِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبَةً. Oh Allah, bless me with a noble progeny. إِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَاءِ. You are one who hears the call. It was this dua of Zakariya alayhi salam. These words, along with that desperacy and that belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that at this point in his life, some ulama say he was close to 90 years old. فَنَادَتْهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَهُوَ قَائِمٌ يُصَلِّي فِي الْمِحْرَابِ. The angels called out to him, أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُكَ بِيَحْيَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you with a son, Yahya. You can't imagine how happy Zakariya alayhi salam. He says, رَبِّ أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي غُلَامٌ وَقَدْ بَلَغَنِيَ الْكِبَرُ وَمْرَاتِ عَاقِرٌ. How will I have a child? I'm an old man. My wife is barren. She's past the age of, you know, birthing children. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَ كَذَلِكَ اللَّهُ يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does what He wills. You keep your logic to yourself. Your job is to call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it's best for you, you will get it. This story of Zakariya alayhi salam, as told to us by the Quran, is one of the most powerful stories. Because it teaches us, whatever we are in our life, whatever challenge we're facing, our responsibility is to continue to be patient and be happy with where we are in life. Yet at the same time, that shouldn't prevent you from having the courage to raise your hand, no matter how white your hair has turned or how weak your bones have gone. How far people think you have strayed away from your goal, as long as you continue to call out to Allah, either you will get your reward, your dua accepted in this world, or you will find your ajr in the hereafter. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts from us all and gives us the tawfiq to be inspired by these beautiful and amazing stories of the Quran. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.